Egypt's former president, Mohamed Morsi, has been buried a day after he collapsed and died in a courtroom in Cairo. The senior Muslim Brotherhood leader was elected president in 2012 after long-term leader Hosni Mubarak was overthrown in the Arab Spring uprisings. But a year later, he himself was ousted by the military following massive protests. Belle True is a Middle East correspondent for The Independent and joins us now. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi.
Belle, you wrote an article just last year about warnings that Mr. Morsi could die in prison, and now we hear this news. Is foul play suspected?
Well, certainly last year I was handed a report done by an independent review panel that had been commissioned by the family, and it was backed up by British MPs and lawyers that warned that the conditions in jail for him were inadequate and that he would likely die prematurely behind bars. He had suffered from diabetes, hypertension, liver disease. He was being held in solitary confinement. His diet was poor. He wasn't getting proper medical treatment. So they were very, very concerned about his treatment. And actually, they said that it could amount to torture under international law. So at the time, they were extremely worried. They urged that he be basically transferred to a hospital, much like Hosni Mubarak, the former president of Egypt, had spent most of his time behind bars in a military hospital, saying that this was the only way that he could be effectively looked after. Of course, yesterday, he was in a courtroom and he basically dropped dead, likely from a heart attack. But certainly, I'm sure the pre-existing conditions that he had, the lack of medical care, may have contributed to it.
You were in Cairo at the time of the uprising and Mr. Morsi's election too. Symbolically, what does his death mean?
Well, for the members of the Muslim Brotherhood that support him and his supporters, it's a huge loss. Until his dying day, he maintained that he was the legitimate president of Egypt, that he was ousted in a coup. Without the president, without their president, you know, that leaves them basically leaderless at a time when most of their senior leaders are behind bars or have basically being killed or in self-imposed exile. So it's sort of end of the line for supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood and also supporters of Mohamed Morsi. He was the first democratically elected president in Egypt. He was, however, an unpopular president. His 1 year in power was a difficult year for Egypt. There were popular uprisings against him, even though in the end, of course, it turned out to be, you know, a military overthrow. So it's a deeply complicated time right now for Egypt.
Turkey's leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, describes Mr. Morsi as a martyr. Here he is.
We formed a close friendship with him before he was elected as president and preserved it afterwards. Morsi, who was put on trial by a court established by the coup and sentenced to death, gave his last breath in a courtroom. And this is a symbol of the cruelty inflicted upon him and his people for years.
But I understand there have been mixed reactions to his death.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. There have been people who are reminded of that 1 year that he was in power, which was, as I said, a tricky year. The Muslim Brotherhood pushed through sweeping changes to the constitutional declaration at the time, awarding him powers. They pushed through a constitution that was unpopular. There had been sort of quite brutal crackdown on protesters against that constitution. At the time, I remember there were human rights groups calling for investigations into the brutality against protesters. But at the same time, you know, he'd only been in power for a year. He was democratically elected. He was forced from power by the military, and there was a brutal, brutal crackdown against the Muslim Brotherhood after his time in office, including, of course, the killings, the clearing of Rabah in August 2013, where between 800 to 1,000 people were killed in a single day, which is, according to rights groups, possibly one of the largest killings of unarmed protesters in modern history. So it's a really fraught and difficult history that is wrapped up in the story of Mohamed Morsi. On one hand, you know, democratic elections post-revolution. On the other hand, a crackdown by an Islamist group that were unpopular in Egypt, which was then co-opted by the military. So it's a difficult and sad legacy that he leaves behind.
And what does Mr. Morsi's death mean for the Muslim Brotherhood, which is already banned in Egypt?
Well, I've been speaking to different members of the group who are obviously pretty horrified by the way that he did die, and the fact that his funeral, you know, he wasn't permitted to be buried in his family plot in Sha'iya in the Nile Delta, and that the funeral was done hastily. They said they were concerned that there wasn't a proper examination of the body done before he was killed, and they would never find out the real reasons why, you know, he suddenly just dropped in a courtroom. But at the same time, you know, for them, they're saying basically that, you know, they're hoping that this might spark some kind of protest and backlash, but really their group has been crushed. You know, so many members of the Muslim Brotherhood are behind bars. So many of them have been killed. So many of them are in self and post exile. A lot of them actually in Turkey because of the support of Mohamed Morsi. Really, it's difficult to see if there'll be any protests in Egypt in support of Morsi, because, I mean, protests are banned. And anyway, there's a huge crackdown by the army. So I don't think this is going to see a resurgence in the Muslim Brotherhood. But certainly it's for them, you know, it's a pretty horrible moment.
Belle, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Belle True is Middle East correspondent for The Independent, and this is RN Drive.